You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
First of all, tell me what the outcome of the protests over the weekend was like. How was the turnout? What was it like?
The march for Palestine and Port Niqueer over the weekend was a really profound show of solidarity, of our community, of so many intersects of society coming together under the banner of peace and justice, but above all, humanity. And the people coming together was about 4,500 people at least, which was amazing. We had Palestinians, we had Arabs, we had some of the Jewish community, we had tangata whenua, Pākehā, people of different faith backgrounds, different ages. So it was a really strong and representative show of solidarity from New Zealand to Palestine.
And could you walk us through what these marches were trying to achieve, especially with the call for ceasefire?
Yeah, so the march in Port Niqueer was, the slogan for it was water, land, life. Now, we stand together with Palestine and we stand for justice and human rights and international humanitarian law. The options by the Israeli government to Palestinians is loud and it's clear, and it's expulsion or extermination, it's ethnic cleansing or genocide. So water, land, life are inalienable rights, and it's unacceptable for Israel to have control over these things. So we're calling on the international community to act, and we're calling on Aotearoa to act. And we're calling on our current and incoming MPs to act. So the immediate demand is ceasefire and then access to water, land and life. And this is not a controversial or a radical ask. And then beyond that, the continued struggle is for Tino Rangatiratanga and for justice for Palestine.
Now, speaking about our incoming government, this morning I spoke with Simon Court, MP for ACT, and he seemed to have a very pro-Israel viewpoint. And he was quite disappointed in the pro-Palestine protests, as he viewed them as more in line with what Hamas wants and Hamas's intentions. Can you clear up some of these allegations and also express what your message is to our incoming right-wing government?
I think that that is a really irresponsible and dangerous statement to be making, to be putting pro-Palestinian people and allies in the same category, or to become synonymous with being pro-Hamas, is incorrect.
Now, Simon Court also said that these protests and marches tend to target the Jewish and Israeli community in a negative way, at times even showing displaying acts of violence. What would you say to that?
The marches that we had in Port Niqueer and all across Aotearoa are peaceful protests. And violence is exactly what we are protesting against. So I completely refute any of that. In terms of it being dangerous for our Jewish community, of course there has been a heightened intensity and risk of anti-Semitism, and the same can be said for Islamophobia in Aotearoa, and that's unacceptable. But we also have many members that are marching with and for Palestine in solidarity with the Palestinian people against the genocide that Israel is carrying out, that are anti-Zionist and actually see it within their Jewishness to stand for humanity.
Now, I also want to talk about the phrase that is often chanted, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Now, Simon Court today has referred to this as an anti-Semitic chant. Can you tell us why this isn't true?
From the river to the sea means geographically the space between the Jordan River and the sea on the coast of Gaza. Now, it is not true, and it's also dangerous to be making statements like that, because when we're talking about freedom, we're talking about liberation. We do not ever intend for that to mean violence, and it does not mean violence. It does not mean the destruction of the Israeli state, it means the liberation of the Palestinian people, and that's a very different thing.
And I guess what has been the current reaction from the Palestinian community to this new government, and what are their fears and worries at the moment, especially with the incoming ground invasion of Gaza?
It's absolutely terrifying for Palestinians in Aotearoa, and really hard for, especially for Palestinians who have whānau in Gaza. We've had one friend who is part of our coordinating group for Justice for Palestine, Shema, and she read out the 37 members of her family that have been killed. Now, this is not a unique situation, but it shows the impact of what Palestinians in Aotearoa are feeling. Now, the ground invasion is just another step in the violence and in the terror of the Israeli regime. Something that stood out to me when I was reflecting on the Pōneke March for Palestine was that we had 4.5 thousand people there. And when we were marching to Parliament, every way we looked, we couldn't see the end because it was just this sea of people. Now, what is so powerful in that is that it shows the solidarity of our community in Aotearoa and the people power that we have. But it was only half of the amount of people, of Palestinians, who have been killed.
My last question, building on that, is what would you say to the Palestinian community, the Arab community, the Muslim community in Aotearoa that are currently feeling anxious or scared or unsure, especially with the new government being in support of Israel?
To the Palestinians in Aotearoa, I would say salam, arafanui, and we stand with you, and we are building a movement and a community of people who will support you until Palestine is free.
That was Samira Zaytoon, the co-convener of Justice for Palestine, talking about the recent pro-Palestine protests over the weekend.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.